844. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS 64367.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's Chris Wallace, the former Fox News star. Fox News Sunday. Is he having buyer's remorse? Let's find out. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following the story. What's going on?
Well, he's a little upset, as you might imagine. He had a nice, cushy job for nearly two decades at Fox News. He enjoyed it. He was good at it. He's always been a little left of center. I think all we had to do is just look at his questions during the 2016 election and the 2020 of Trump compared to whoever his opponent was. But he's a little upset because he was just hired to be the big star of CNN's new venture on the World Wide Web. CNN Plus is what it's called, and it's a streaming network. But he's upset that his boss that brought him over from Fox, Jeff Zucker, walked out the door. So he's going, interesting.
Maybe. And my guardian angel just walked out the door.
Yeah.
Who's going to protect my job?
Exactly. And, of course, the answer is nobody. And that's the problem. And he kind of burned his bridge with Fox. So I think we have to take a step back and always look at the possibilities if you do make a big move, especially after, 18 years as the Fox News Sunday. Whenever Tony Snow passed away of cancer, remember, Tony Snow was just great.
Oh, he's dynamite.
He was one of the best. Him and Tim Russert, they were from an era that is bygone, and it's unfortunate.
More to come from Gentleman Jim Dallas. More to come from David Gibbs. He'll be coming up at the top of the hour talking about that initiative effort relative to voting and how we vote in our state and letting the people decide if we need voter ID. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, coming up on 132 as we check out our conditions on the area freeway. Still a few hours from rush hour, so you're pretty much moving along on the 15 right now. No major delays there or on the 215. But there is some overnight road work that you should look out for, especially there in North Las Vegas. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Tropical Parkway. The road is closed nightly at 6 p.m., and that's going to be taking place all the way through February 18th. And then only two lanes are available through the Spaghetti Bowl area because of that bridge reconstruction work, and that's going to be there throughout the course of the year. That's between Main and Eastern on the 515.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. It was quite the weekend for Las Vegas sports as the NHL All-Star Game and all the festivities along with it went off without a hitch. Same thing with the Pro Bowl. The Raiders have hired Patrick Graham as their new defensive coordinator. And after that announcement was made, it is now expected that they are going to hire Chris Ash as their new defensive backs coach. Ash was part of the Jaguars coaching staff yesterday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey coming off the All-Star break, back at it tomorrow when they are going to match up against Edmonton on the road. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible. At Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. With Staples Print Big Promise, your small business marketing will make a big impact. And right now, get 20% off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
At CDW, we get mobile device management as a real juggling act.
Yep, and I don't just juggle phones. I can do bowling pins, plates, you name it.
Oops, maybe you should consider Android Enterprise Essentials, a solution made by Google and orchestrated by CDW. With affordable automatic security and remote activation, you won't have to risk dropping the ball.
I think I'll hold off on the chainsaws.
Smart. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/android.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, David Gibbs, Repair the Vote PAC. He's the founder. And he is going to explain what he hopes will give you an opportunity to vote on things like voting rights, mail-in balloting, ballot harvesting. We'll let you vote on it. But we've got to get the signatures in to do just that. We'll talk about that, and he can outline exactly what's going on. That's coming up at the top of the hour. I want to go to Howie Kurtz because Jeff Zucker's name has come up a lot in the media over the course of last week after his somewhat surprising resignation. And Howie Kurtz, here is Howie Kurtz over the weekend on Fox News Channel. This is cut number 6. Go.
Jeff Zucker was allowed to resign as CNN's president. He had no choice. He was forced out. Zucker himself admits he should have revealed his sexual relationship for years with a top deputy, Executive Vice President Allison Gollis, who also worked for him when he ran NBC. Gollis expressed her regrets as well. It was a consensual relationship, not one of those sexual harassment cases that rocked NBC, CBS, Fox, and other outlets, but CNN has rules about romances with a subordinate. The irony is that all this is rooted in the CNN ethics probe that prompted Zucker to fire Chris Cuomo and the state investigation of his brother Andrew Cuomo. Allison Gollis worked earlier for the then governor. Zucker, of course, found that Cuomo improperly aided his embattled brother. A source close to Chris Cuomo tells me he didn't try to get Zucker fired, that his lawyers took some steps as a warning shot in the negotiations to have CNN pay off Cuomo's contract. As this source put it, Chris dropped a knife that was used by Zucker's enemies. The Cuomo camp wanted to contend that Zucker dumped his biggest star for a conflict of interest without revealing his own conflict. But with Jeff gone, that argument evaporates as a way of Cuomo collecting his remaining $18 million. By the way, MSNBC, which loves to attack Fox, has not aired a single word on Zucker's ouster. Despite all the juicy elements, the network ruled it was non-news. Nothing to see here. Jeff who? That is protecting a friend and one-time boss, an absolute dereliction of duty.
One final piece of audio from the weekend, the Sunday shows. This was on Fox News Channel and Fox and Friends Weekend with Pete Hegseth. And Pete Hegseth, I'll just tell you, he is a guy that I've worked with before. We were out at a Harley-Davidson dealership maybe 5-6 years ago when he was with Concerned Veterans for America. He's a stand-up guy. He used to work for Concerned Veterans for America. He is now with Fox News, and he is really, really good. But I want you to listen to Dr. Mark Siegel was on with Pete Hegseth, and their reaction to Bill Maher. I don't know if you caught this, but Bill Maher has criticized vax mandates. And this is Dr. Mark Siegel with Pete Hegseth. It is cut number 1. Here we go.
Doctor, you've been talking about things like this for quite some time, yet when Bill Maher says it, a liberal, it wakes some people up. What do you take? Do you think people are listening to this and ready to heed some of the science?
Pete, I hope so. And I'm really surprised and happy to see that from Bill Maher. Boy, have we reached a place in science fiction when you're hearing more of scientific fact from Bill Maher than from Tony Fauci, right? So that's where we are. It doesn't surprise you, but I'm amazed. And I want to say, here's what he said that's most important. We have something called cocooning. That's a term we should have used throughout the pandemic. We've thrown that aside. What is cocooning? Protecting the most vulnerable. How do you do that? You identify them, those over 65. He made the other point about weight. We have an obesity epidemic in this country, even all the way down to childhood. If you're obese, you're at risk. If you have underlying medical conditions, you're at risk. What we need from the government, Pete, is tools, not punishment, not more rhetoric, yes, not more scolding, not more mandates. The mandates don't work. People have had the vaccine who want the vaccine. How about another vaccine? Novavax is on the horizon. We need that approved because that's not an mRNA vaccine. More people are going to take that who have been reluctant to take the other one. Where's our Paxlovid, our antiviral pill? I've started to see it, by the way, in New York. It's starting to come to NYU now. I want it all over the place because it cuts down on severity. Where are our tools, not our punishment?
I like that. Dr. Mark Siegel on with Pete Hegseth from Fox News Channel. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday, brand new week. February 7th, my big brother's birthday. Happy birthday, big brother. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Early in his presidency, Donald Trump told the nations of NATO, America first. Uncle Sam is tired of spending more for your defense than you spend on your defense. They all got mad, and our lamestream media attacked him for destroying NATO. But the NATO nations got the message and began to increase their defense spending. They are still not where they should be, but with the Russian bear growling with hunger, they are now much better prepared to deal with the bear than they were before Trump. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Putin has a valid point. Negotiating from a position of power with a unified voice is far better than divided and weak. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on a Monday afternoon. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, David Gibbs, Repair the Vote PAC. Would you like to vote to establish voter ID, picture ID? I think that'd be a great idea. That's what David Gibbs is after, among other things, with the possibility of initiatives, a multi-prong voting initiative. We'll talk about that coming up top of the hour. First, though, this whole trucker strike at the Canadian border is absolutely driving me nuts. Absolutely driving me nuts, because I still don't understand why cooler heads cannot prevail and everybody can be allowed to cross the border. It just doesn't make any sense. And joining us, gentleman Jim Dallas, they're starting to take people into custody, are they not?
They are indeed. The Canadian police, they made an announcement earlier today that 7 people have been arrested and more than 100 people have been issued tickets in connection with this demonstration in Ottawa, Canada, and some 500 trucks and vehicles are part of this, what they are terming the Freedom Convoy. But 5 of the 7 have been arrested for unspecified mischief.
Somebody explain to me what that is.
Yeah, if you're wondering what they're being arrested for, because, I mean, they're not doing anything. Now, apparently, they have arrested people who were bringing in gas for diesel fuel for these trucks so they could continue to run, because obviously they are blocking the roadway there. And maybe that's what they mean. But they do say the Ottawa police, they are investigating 60 criminal investigations related to the demonstration, and it's primarily for mischief. some are for, they say, thefts and hate crimes and property damage, but I'd like to know what they mean by mischief.
Give me the backstory, if you can, as best you can, as to how this came to be and why this thing has grown by leaps and bounds.
Well, in whenever you get the internet involved in those people who are from the left leaning of the political spectrum, they always like to ban the freedom of gathering or the freedom of raising money. The Freedom Convoy, they need some donations, and there's a lot of people upset that GoFundMe, of all places, will not allow the funding of these Canadian truckers up there. So a lot of people are upset about that, but they just wanted to get the attention of the people, not only of Canada, but of the world, and they've been successful, I think, at doing that by gathering in the capital of Ottawa and saying, hey, we've had it. We're up to here with the mask mandates, with the mandates for getting the vaccination that doesn't work, and it's proven not to work. We've had it. We're not going to be doing our jobs. We're not going to be delivering anything. We're here, and we're showing support. And it's really taken off, because a lot of people, not only in Canada and North America here in the U.S., but around the world have taken notice as well.
Well, it will be interesting to see how this all plays out. Coming up, and in fact, I'm going to try and squeeze this in if I can. Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska was on with Joe Manchin. And CNN, I guess, over the weekend, or on Fox News Sunday, not Fox News Sunday, but State of the Union, they were on talking about life as a moderate Republican. This is cut number 4, Lisa Murkowski on with Joe Manchin on CNN.
It's a weird time, though, for partisan politics, right? And I dare say it's a little weirder for Republicans right now. The RNC just on Friday censured Cheney and Kinzinger, two very conservative members of Congress, because they're participating in the investigation into January 6th. And in fact, they accused Kinzinger and Cheney of participating in the, quote, persecution of ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse. Now, you tweeted yesterday that that description is just plain wrong. We cannot allow a false narrative to be created. It must be uncomfortable to be a non-rigidly partisan person during this period.
During this period, yes. But it can be uncomfortable. It can be uncomfortable when you say, I'm not going to align myself neatly with what the party is saying just because the party is saying. You've got to be comfortable enough in who you are and who you represent and why you're here. I mean, I'm not here to be the representative of the Republican Party. I'm here to be the representative for Alaskan people. And I take that charge very, very seriously. So when there is a conflict, when the party is taking an approach or saying things that I think are just absolutely wrong, I think it's my responsibility as an Alaskan senator speaking out for Alaskans to just speak the truth. And I think that that's hard because we seek protection in our lanes over to the right and over to the left. And that gives you company. But is that really why people sent you here? Is that really what they want? I don't think people in Alaska want that. I don't think people in West Virginia expect that. And so, yeah, it's harder. It is harder. The easier thing to do is just go along to get along.
Or just keep your mouth shut.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's not why we're here. We're here to do some hard things. And sometimes the hard things are to say, I want to get something done rather than just follow the messaging from our respective parties. Let's try to get something done.
That's Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. I'm just going to tell you, I think she's got it all wrong, though. Go and ask Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi if that's their attitude. They just want to get something done. No, they want to fundamentally change America. And we have to, we are the only people that are standing in the way of fundamentally changing America into a socialist country. That is the way it is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, we'll talk to David Gibbs at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Wayne Alaroot here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. I have lunch or dinner at Mastroianni's at least twice a week. It's my home away from home. I bring all my New York buddies here. It's the best Italian food I've ever eaten in my life. Better than my favorite Italian restaurants in New York. Mastroianni's been family owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. And the food, oh my gosh, bellissimo! Mastroianni's features live action cooking, the freshest, finest quality seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, and homemade desserts. During this tough time, they're open, adhering to all health guidelines, and offer takeout, curbside pickup, and delivery. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas. 25 years as the Italian food star of Vegas. Mention you're a fan of war and get a free homemade dessert to die for. Mastroianni's is at South Hualapai Way near DI. Call for reservations 702-367-7511. 702-367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo!
Billy Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now, we become aware of his intentions intend to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants as our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells